Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. Freshly coiffed, maybe. I didn't even mention that at the top of the program.
Oh.
Is that fresh?
No, it's not fresh.
Looks.
I did my hair this morning because I have stuff to do.
Oh, you did? Oh, you washed this morning. Thank you.
I always wash. It's just I put gel in it today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Derek Brandeo, Andrew Holland on the board and in the studio with me, Zach Miller. He's been patiently sitting the whole time, and we've been so busy yakking with other folks, we haven't had time to remind you that he's in here. Zach, you may remember, is the young man we had on the program a few years ago when he was growing up, had leukemia to deal with, unlike most of us, but he still had a passion, a burning desire to go fishing all the time, and that's kept him on the straight and narrow. And here you are.
Very true. Yeah, I couldn't have said any better myself.
All fixed up, buddy.
There you go.
And just looking for a place to fish.
That's it.
What's your next fishing adventure?
Next fishing adventure probably be next weekend if all the weather goes better. Probably be either the rivers for steelhead or maybe go for some pike in the Kawarthas, hopefully. Maybe trailer my boat and
Depending on the rivers, I mean, if this water keeps raging, it's going to be tough for those fish to hold anywhere, right?
Yeah.
And worse for you to fish.
Exactly. It's going to be chocolate milk for the next week.
Yeah, for sure.
I got out once, which I'm happy with. So
you mentioned a boat. You have a boat?
I have a tinny. That's my go-to, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
How big?
It's 16 foot.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
so good. It's good. It's been good so far. Yeah.
You got a 16 foot, don't you?
No.
No?
I have a kayak. I'm cheap.
A kayak.
Did you enter the 9-9 contest?
I did, actually.
There we go.
A couple of times.
A couple of times.
That's no good, man. You got to be in there every 24 hours.
Very true.
We have one gentleman that's in there. Can't remember where he's from. Actually, no, we have a few of them now that I think of it.
We have a lot of them.
But they've been there from day one.
Yeah.
Like 43 ballots or something.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, so it's anybody's ballgame. The nice thing about it is that at the end of each leg of the contest, all those ballots get transferred into the new.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a
good system. Not wasting your time, right?
No.
You just keep accumulating and accumulating more and more and more, and it's fantastic.
That's a good idea.
We will have given away 9 9.9s. Wow. By the time it's all done.
Wow.
On fishingcanada.com. In case you're listening and you don't know what we're talking about, fishingcanada.com, Mercury Marine and Fishing Canada have teamed up for this wonderful event. I call it Lotto 999, but apparently that's illegal for me to do.
Yep.
So I won't call it Lotto 999.
That's a lot of
nines. That would be implying that it's a lotto, and it's not.
No.
All right. But get on over there, fishingcanada.com. It takes you about a minute and 54 seconds to drop a ballot in the virtual drum. And you can do that every 24 hours. The 15th of May is quickly approaching. That is the next draw date. So you want to get in there. Don't forget, as soon as you get off the air.
Definitely. Right. I'll hop on the website as soon as I can.
Have you taken many trips into fishing areas, like going to lodges and resorts?
No. That's me and my friend Michael, who I was talked about previously. We were trying to plan something last year. But it kind of with all school and work and stuff like that, we couldn't really figure out something, but we wanted to go to like Timmins or someplace way up north and really tap into that unpressured area.
Well, when you decide to go, there's one place you have to go first, and it is... If you were to go fish in Ontario, what .com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
GoFishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Nope-er.
Ron Quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yow.
Stephen Barry.
FishingOntario.com.
Quickly, Sean.
GoFishOntario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron and Mississauga.
www.GoFishInOntario.com.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right, kiddies. If you've got a fishing itch that requires scratching, you need but go to GoFishInOntario.com. Tell them what you're looking for, and they will make it magically appear. Much like this wonderful operator joining us now, his name is Jay Byers, and it's called Deluxe Camp on Lake Nipissing. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having us on there, Angelo.
Absolute pleasure, my friend. How are the water conditions?
Rising. Currently rising. Slowly.
What are they saying?
We're full now.
What are they saying, Jay? What's the prognosis on this?
As as of 2 days ago, MNR is predicting 20 centimeters elevation over top the current current amount of water.
Wow. You know, and let me just say this, and I know because I have some very good friends that are in your position, Jay, as owners, operators of camps. We as anglers don't realize, like, you know, when we say high waters, oh, geez, I'm not going to be able to go fishing next week, you know, that kind of thing. With you guys, it's a whole different ballgame, isn't it? I mean, it's tough, man.
Very tough. Floating docks help a whole lot in this situation, but getting to the floating docks, that's the next trick.
Yeah.
I predict bringing rubber boots for the May opener.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Rubber boots and some sandbags for sure. Talk to me about Deluxe Camp, if you would. I know it's in Northwest Bay of Lake Nipissing, a wonderful area for fishing. Tell us about it.
So the camp's been here since 1964. We're currently on our 10-year anniversary of running Deluxe Camp.
Nice.
We're 4 hours directly north of Toronto, halfway between Sudbury and North Bay.
There you go. That's what you were talking about, Zach. That area you want to go up to. It's fantastic.
That's for sure.
Needless to say, Lake Nipissing, a wonderful fishery. A lot of gems. Lake Nipissing every year seems to, you know, come up with some little gems that people. For example, you know, I'm predicting that in the next 5 years, I'm predicting that largemouth bass is going to be one of the dominant game fish in that lake in terms of angling pressure. It just seems to be growing on a regular basis. I know your smallmouth fishing is out of this world, but largemouth is starting to be talked about, isn't it?
Very much so. It's an interesting lake. We're third largest in Ontario. Half of it averages about 8 feet, full of weeds. It's perfect bass habitat. It's only going to get better year after year.
And, of course, where there's bass, there's usually a muskie or two, and that's really what you guys, that's the crown jewel on that lake, isn't it?
Absolutely. King of the fish around here. There's been at least 2 60-inch muskie measured in this lake, and that just shows how good this lake can hold muskie.
Oh, I know. We've gone hunting for them many a time, and I know a lot of great muskie anglers on that body of water, and they swear there's 60 pluses all over the place. So it's
sounds
fantastic. Sounds like a great operation. Of course, you also have panfish galore that kids can enjoy and makes for great shore lunch too. Let's not forget that. But you've also got activities for kids and families there aside from fishing. You've got a swimming pool. You've got 450 feet of shoreline. That's massive, man. So safe to say that there's a nice beach area that kids can go swimming in?
There is one you can reach by boat. Currently, it's jump off the dock here or fish or swim in the lake.
Nice.
Sorry, in the pool.
Nice. Perfect. Sounds like a great family vacation. You've got 10% off for May and June right now, I noticed on your website.
Absolutely. We're trying to promote our 10-year anniversary. We've been here and have everyone get a chance to come up and try Lake Nipissing out.
Looks great on the website. It's called Deluxe Camp, deluxecamp.com. They're a mere four-hour drive straight north of the city. Great amenities for the entire family. Check them out, deluxecamp.com. Thanks for joining us, Jay.
Thank you very much, Angelo.
Jay Byers, owner of Deluxe Camp, Lake Nipissing. Have you fished Lake Nipissing?
I have not, but I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Oh, my God. What a great body of water.
That's definitely a bucket list place to go.
We held a tournament there. It was called The Last Call about 14 years ago. And South Bay, now he's in North Bay here, this gentleman that was just on. But we had a tournament in South Bay, and holy mackerel. That's why I say I know. Nobody really targets largemouth bass on Nipissing, but they are there. It's just one of those species that, you know.
By the sounds of it, they got pretty good conditions for it.
Oh, it's perfect. You know, you got half the lake is 8 feet, like you just said, shallow.
That's wild.
So it's fantastic.